This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
Hi, I'm Wayne McPhail, and I was one of the people that originally started the Rabble Podcast Network, and I think that you should support the Rabble Podcast Network and Rabble.ca because there's no other place where you're going to get such a diversity of voices speaking truth to power.
The Rabble Podcast Network is 10 years old this year. Show your support by going to www.rabble.ca/donate.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
Salmon farming is a global industry based in Norway. One of Norway's giant industrial fish farms has plans to expand fourfold in British Columbia. They have met with strong resistance by environmentalists and First Nations on the West Coast. Now, a delegation from Clayquot Action and Klaukwiat First Nations will travel to Norway to take their message opposing fish farming to Cermaq's home country. Bonnie Glambic is a longtime environmentalist in Clayquot area and is with Clayquot Action. We've reached Bonnie at her home on the west coast of Vancouver Island. Hello, Bonnie.
Good morning.
Now, salmon is an iconic species in British Columbia. What do we know about the role of wild salmon in the coastal ecosystem?
Well, it's really quite a fascinating role. They, the coastal forests are very nutrient poor, and there really isn't the nutrients in the coastal soils to grow, you know, the amazing trees that grow out here. We have these monumental cedars that are, you know, up to 1,200 years old and reach a tremendous girth. And I'm sure many of your listeners have seen the type of trees we have on the coast, not just here in Clackwood Sound. But there's not enough nutrients in the soil to support that type of growth. And so scientists went looking to find out what is it that's helping these trees to grow so large. And what they discovered is it's the salmon returning to their natal streams, bringing nitrogen from the marine, from the open ocean, back into the forest ecosystem. And with the help of bears and wolves and about 200 different species, that nitrogen is spread around the forest floor, and that is the secret to the lush forest that we have here on British Columbia's coast. And so that is one of the reasons why they are so important. And so, you know, all these species depend on them, as well as many species in the marine environment depend on them as well. And then cultural level for First Nations, the cedar and the salmon are central to how the culture's evolved here. And, and for those of us who are settlers in British Columbia, I think that the salmon also plays a very iconic role in our consciousness as well.
Now, I know that your group and alongside with other environmental group and First Nations are opposing the fish farming, the salmon farming. Can you describe what these operations would look like in a place like Clackwood Sound?
Sure. Here in Clackwood Sound, we have about 20 salmon farms. And what these are is they're open net pen farms. So it's a dock structure with nets hanging down into the water. So there's easy transfer between, basically the ocean water just flows right through the open net. And then within the net are the Atlantic farm salmon that are raised there. So it's much like a feedlot on land, except for, you know, it's hanging in the open ocean. And the animals are crammed together in there. So you have many of the similar problems that, chicken farmers and pig farmers experience with viral outbreaks and parasites and disease. So that's basically what the farms look like.
And then could you just expand on what kind of threats the fish farms pose to the wild salmon population?
You know, the salmon lay their eggs in the wild rivers, the wild salmon do. And then the baby salmon have to migrate out to sea. And in British Columbia, in many locations, they have to pass right past these salmon farms. And so they pick up sea lice, which for a small salmon smolt, a little baby salmon, it's a deadly parasite for them because they're so tiny. And this destroys It destroys their mucus layer, basically. And they're also exposed to diseases as they pass by the farms. And then they make their way out to the open ocean, and it really reduces their ability to survive.
And have these effects been documented here in BC?
Yes, they have. There's been many studies, peer-reviewed studies, on the effects of sea lice. There's also been studies on disease, and actually just a recent study on the infectious disease called, it's a virus called infectious salmon anemia virus. And this is a virus that originates in Europe, actually, and it's been brought to British Columbia waters with the fish farming industry that is based in Norway. And this is a deadly, deadly virus for salmon, not only our wild salmon, but also the Atlantic salmon that they're growing. So it's a great threat to the industry itself, and it's also a threat to the herring and the wild salmon on the BC coast. And there was a commission looking into the decline of the sockeye salmon on the Fraser River a few years ago, and the commissioner Cohen was so concerned about the infectious salmon anemia and other diseases that are affecting the wild salmon that he reconvened his commission to just take a few days just to strictly look at the disease impacts on these fish. And his final conclusions were that at that time, which was a few years ago, he couldn't conclusively prove that these diseases were on our coast, but he saw great evidence that there might be. And he said if they are, that the damage that they could be causing would be serious and irreversible, and that there would be a chance that our scientists here on the coast could miss the fact that these diseases are here, and once they figure it out, it could be too late for our wild stocks.
You said that these diseases are being imported from Europe. So when these fish farms are being established, the original fish are coming from Norway or from abroad to start the farm?
That's correct. They import eggs from Norway, and then those are incubated over here and transferred into the open net pens.
And then are there some fish farms already going on along in the area?
Yes, in Clackwood Sound, which is on the west coast of Vancouver Island, near Tofino, we already have 20 fish farm sites. And one of the companies that we're quite concerned about is Cermaq, and they're a Norwegian-based company, and they have 15 farm sites. So this has been going on in Clackwood Sound now for, since the early 90s. And our wild salmon stocks here are in drastic decline, even though, many people know that Clackwood Sound is very famous for our big, rivers that have never been logged and never had industrial activity, and it should be prime habitat for wild salmon. And yet, in spite of that, numbers of salmon are returning in the tens rather than in the tens of thousands. And, this is true also on the east coast of Vancouver Island. There is quite a number of salmon farms, and, fish that are returning from the open ocean, they have to pass by these farms in order to go and spawn. And then the smolts are having to pass by as they go back out to the ocean. So it is having quite an effect on the wild stocks.
And then you mentioned Cermaq, the Norwegian company who wants to set up here on the West Coast. What kind of environmental record do they have for fish farming in Norway?
Well, in Norway, not only Cermaq, but, much of the industry is having a great number of problems right now. They are experiencing outbreaks of sea lice over there to a point where they can't control it anymore. One thing that happens when you crowd these fish or animals together like this in a pen is that when they get diseases, bacteria, virus, or parasites, and you treat them with a chemical or a pharmaceutical, they develop resistance to that. And so we're causing the mutation of things like sea lice, where a chemical that may have worked to get rid of the sea lice no longer works, and so they go to a stronger chemical. And in Norway right now, they're to the point where none of the chemicals are working anymore. And so they're combining the chemicals, which is kind of causing them to be even stronger than normal. And the government has actually just asked the industry to not do that because it's never been tested what the impacts of that would be on the marine environment. And so a whole district within Norway had to clean out all their farms and slaughter the fish as a result of these sea lice infestations. And they're also having an infectious salmon anemia outbreak as well, and there's millions of fish having to be slaughtered. So this type of thing has an incredible economic impact on the industry, affecting jobs and affecting trade. And I think even without the effect that it has on the ecosystem, you can see that this is what's coming in British Columbia's future. You know, to whatever degree we depend on salmon farming for our economy here, it's a very potentially unstable industry as these diseases get out of control. And then in addition to that, we're destroying the wild salmon economy, which right now actually gives more livelihood to more people within British Columbia than the farming industry does.
That's interesting that you're saying that the Norwegian government has taken action against fish farming. That says something.
Well, they do have, you know, I think they can't really ignore the mass outbreaks that are happening. And there's a conversation going on in Norway right now about moving these farms out of the oceans and into closed containment. Because many of the problems that that are caused by salmon farming would be solved by moving them into closed containment. And that is one of the things we want to talk about when we go to Norway, is the idea that these farms don't belong in the ocean. You know, there is a lot of pollution that's created from the farms, like the feed and the pharmaceuticals and the feces from the fish all ends up in the pristine ocean environment and affecting many species. And so a good solution would be to get them out of the water.
So tell us more about your delegation going to Norway this week and your plans for that.
Yeah, so we're heading over next week and we will be visiting Oslo, and we're having a number of meetings with politicians. We'll be doing some public presentations, and we'll be heading to Bergen to, again, do more public presentations. When we're over there, we will be meeting up with the Green Warriors of Norway, which are a very similar group to the Sea Shepherd and, you know, with Paul Watson at the head. So we're really excited to meet with them. They're very outspoken about salmon farming in Norway. And then we're going to head up to Alta, to the very north of Norway, in Sami indigenous territory. And we're going to attend a conference up there with many of the cutting-edge scientists within Norway looking at the different impacts on the wild salmon of Norway. And we're looking forward to meeting with people there and sharing with them the impacts of what the Norwegian salmon farming industry is doing to the beautiful British Columbia coast and the wild salmon here.
And what can our listeners do to help protect BC salmon and the ecosystem?
Well, one thing is we can encourage our new Trudeau government to fully implement the Cohen Commission. The Cohen Commission looked at a number of different impacts on wild salmon, and one of them is the fish farming industry. And there are a number of recommendations that he made, which would, you know, really go a long way towards, you know, addressing some of the problems with open net pen farming, such as getting the farms off of the migration routes of the wild salmon. And the other thing is that he also addressed the issue of disease within the farms, and that there needs to be transparency from the industry. Right now, the industry is very secretive about the diseases that are present on the farms. It's not possible for First Nations or for independent scientists to get samples from the farms, and there needs to be an open dialogue about what diseases are existing, because really this is a ticking time bomb for our ecosystems here on the West Coast. So if people could support, you know, fire off an email to our fisheries minister and to Trudeau and ask him to support that Cohen Commission, that would be a really fantastic thing. And the other thing is not to purchase farm salmon. You know, always ask if you're buying sushi. Sushi often and most likely is made with farm salmon if there's salmon in it. So So just watching your buying choices and, you know, if you have a favorite supermarket that you shop at, you know, talk with the manager and tell him that you don't support, you know, farmed salmon being sold in the supermarket.
Well, Bonnie, thank you so much for joining us and telling us about this, and best of luck with your trip to Norway later this week.
Thank you so much. And if people want to follow what we're doing, they can check us out at clackwoodaction.org or on Facebook. We'll be posting a lot of our activities and whatnot.
I've been speaking with Bonnie Glambeck of Clayquot Action. And as she said, if you want to follow them or find out more about them, you can go to their website at clayquotaction.org.